The Oscar Meyer Enterprise, Chicago, Illinois. Oscar F. Meyer was the founder of the Oscar Meyer Meat Products Company. Meyer was born in Bavaria on March 29, 1859 and immigrated to Detroit, Michigan in 1873 at the age of 14 to work as a butcher's apprentice. Oscar moved to Chicago in 1876 when he was 17 to work for Coleman's Market and then worked 6 years for the Philip Armour and Company meat packers at the Union Stockyards. By 1883 his brother Gottfried Meyer had moved to Chicago from Nuremberg, Germany, where he had established himself as a wurstmaker or sausage maker and ham curer. Oscar had saved enough money to lease a failing business, the Colling Meat Market, in a German neighborhood on the near north side. From their first week in operation, the business was very popular due to Gottfried's skill in producing the products that Germans in Chicago remembered from back home. Their jealous landlord refused to renew the lease in 1888 because he wanted to take over the business himself. But without the Meyer brothers, his store failed in a year. A third Meyer brother, Max, came over from Germany about 1888 to join the company as a bookkeeper when they built a new two-story building 2 blocks from the first location and lived in apartments over the store. Meyer products were very popular with Chicago's growing German-American immigrant community in the 1890s. They sold Old World sausages, Westphalian hams, bratwurst, liverwurst, bacon, and wieners, later called hot dogs by Americans not of German heritage. The company was first called Oscar Meyer & Brother and then Oscar Meyer & Company. In 1893, they were sponsors of the German display at the Columbian Exposition in Chicago. They also sponsored German polka bands. The German market in Chicago was important. According to the census of 1900, 1 in 4 residents of Chicago, about 470,000 people, were either born in Germany or had at least one parent who was born there. The next largest immigrant group was the Irish, and they also liked the Meyer products. At the start of the 20th century, Oscar Meyer had a workforce of 43 people, including 8 wagon drivers who made deliveries to 280 stores all over Chicago and suburbs as well as in Wisconsin. The standard practice for meat sellers in 1904 was to rely on salespeople and remain anonymous as to the packer or retailer. The idea of retail brand names in food and consumer advertising was still fairly new in the early 1900s. As in the case of Charles R. Walgreen, who started branding his drug stores 100 years ago, Oscar Meyer put his brand name on retail meat products in 1904. The Meyers were very concerned with quality control. In 1906 they became one of the first companies to volunteer for participation in a new federal meat inspection program to certify the purity and quality of products. Naturally, the company advertised that they were government inspected as a distinctive selling point. Just after World War I, Oscar Meyer and Company made its first large expansion with the purchase of a processing plant in Madison, Wisconsin. In 1909, Oscar's only son, Oscar G. Meyer, graduated from Harvard University and joined the family business. 1 year at a time, Meyer launched many innovations to set his brand names apart from the competition. Newspaper display ads started talking about Oscar Meyer approved brands in 1917, and in 1924 Meyer introduced sliced bacon and special packaging that was patented. In 1928, Oscar F. Meyer became chairman of the board and his son Oscar G. Meyer was made president. In 1929, the company introduced yellow banners. A yellow paper ban was a great gimmick because most wieners at that time were sold in bulk and with no packaging other than a display box. Meyer employees applied individual yellow paper bans by hand that carried the company name and the U.S. government inspection stamp. Oscar F. Meyer was interested in politics but was usually too busy running his own business to take too much time for campaigns. He was an Illinois delegate to the Democratic National Conventions of 1920 and 1928. His son Oscar G. Meyer was born in Chicago in 1888 and lived in Evanston. Oscar G. Meyer also was elected as a trustee of the University of Illinois from 1935 to 1941. In 1936, Oscar F. Meyer came up with another classic advertising gimmick at the suggestion of his nephew. It was a custom-made vehicle that looked like a giant wiener on a truck body with wheels, and it was and is today called the Wienermobile. It became a rolling billboard for Oscar Meyer to be driven in parades and around Chicago and suburbs. There are several similar vehicles in the U.S. and other countries that visit schools and youth camps. Due to TV commercials over more than 50 years that featured the vehicle, the Wienermobile is one of the most recognized custom vehicles in the country and an icon of American pop culture. It has been worth millions of dollars in brand name awareness advertising to the company, far in excess of its cost to operate and maintain. For about 36 years between 1940 and 1976, a little person dressed as a chef by the name of Little Oscar was the goodwill ambassador for the company who traveled with the Wienermobile. He was played by George Mulchen, who had auditioned on the recommendation of one of his friends who played a munchkin in the 1939 film, The Wizard of Oz. George would pass out plastic wiener whistles to kids at each stop the Wienermobile made. In 2005, Mr. Mulchen died at age 82 in Maryville, Indiana. Oscar F. Meyer died on March 11, 1955, just a few weeks before his 96th birthday. He is buried at Rosehill Hill Cemetery in Chicago. After his death, his son and grandson remained active with the company, and the corporate headquarters moved from Chicago to Madison, Wisconsin, to be closer to the main plants. Under both Oscar G. Meyer and Oscar G. Meyer Jr., the company continued to innovate with special vacuum-sealed packaging in the 1950s and other ways to guarantee freshness. In 1971, the Oscar Meyer packaged meats were first to print use by dates on products. Starting in 1963, Oscar Meyer and company used a jingle that many generations of children have memorized. "I wish I were an Oscar Meyer wiener" is the longest continuously used commercial jingle in the history of American advertising. Another famous jingle taught children how to spell baloney as baloney, with a first name of O-S-C-A-R and a last name of M-A-Y-E-R. In 1981, Oscar Meyer and Company was acquired by General Foods, a company founded in the 1920s by Marjorie Merriweather Post of Springfield, Illinois. In 1989, Meyer was again merged with the company founded by Chicago and James L. Kraft, Kraft Foods. Oscar Meyer Meat Products, Post Cereals, and Kraft Foods all have deep founder and family roots in Illinois, with Oscar F. Meyer, Charles W. Post, and James L. Kraft. Kraft Foods division became part of the Altria Group parent company in 2003. Today there are many things in Illinois named for Oscar F. Meyer, including the Oscar F. Meyer School at 2250 in Clinton in Chicago, by Mark Rhodes.